I want to introduce you to this young lady up front. This is Hannah Ferguson. She's new with us. She's a freshman music major at Waldorf and comes from Johnston and comes from a fine musical family. So, welcome, Hannah.
My God is God's people say, Amen. Let us pray. We gather tonight to give glory to the risen King, to you, Jesus, Lord of our heart and of our lives, Lord of the church. Hear our praises, Lord Jesus, and as we sing your praises, renew us to sing those praises throughout our lives, throughout our days, that our lives may bear fruit for your kingdom and bring life and light to the world that you love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome to worship tonight, whether you're here in person or online with us. We're glad to have you here. The meal was good tonight. If you haven't been signing up for our meals, we'd love to have you do that. And Waldorf students, if you guys need a meal on Wednesday night, just go to our website and sign up, and it'll be here waiting for you, and spread the word about that too, if you would. Just a whole lot of stuff on our announcement sheet, and I invite you to take a look at that at some point so you can plug in where you need to. If you haven't tonight, pick up one of these goldenrod sheets that are at the entrance, or go online and find that at emmanuelfamily.com. This is our 25th annual community Thanksgiving meals to go. So whether you're a family of one or a family of 25, we can serve you this year, and we'd love to do that. So again, if you want to help us with ingredients for that meal, you can find them on this sheet. If you want to help volunteer, we'd love to have you take a look at that and sign up where you're able. All right. I think that's about it. Our prayer list is up to date. I'm all dressed up tonight because we had a funeral today for Susan Donchey. And we've got a couple more on the docket. And so just keep these families in your prayers, if you will. As you know, the community's getting hit kind of hard with COVID. And so people need our prayers. And not only the ones who have it, but those who are caring for them, our medical personnel and emergency responders, and all those folks who are kind of on the front lines just need our prayers right now. So with that, we now turn our hearts to God's Word. So our theme right now is God is. And 2 weeks ago, I talked about that theme, God is. And then last week, Pastor Zach talked about God is a mighty fortress, thinking about that connection with Reformation Sunday and Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress. Tonight I want to think about a theme that was given to us on one of the cards we asked people to fill out. And so tonight's theme is God is with me, or God is with us. The congregation's name here is Emmanuel. It's a biblical word that means God with us, and so that's our theme tonight. Now, you might think this will be a precursor to Christmas. Christmas Eve, we hear that reading from Isaiah chapter 9 that and math about the names of the one who is born, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Lord, Prince of Peace. We also hear Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. Again, God with us. But I'm going to save that for 50 days from now. Did you know that Christmas Eve is 50 days from now? 50 days from tonight. Be here before we know it. But tonight I want to take it a little different angle, and I'm going to focus on Psalm 139, a psalm that I was introduced to 20 years ago when I was on internship by an elderly lady in the congregation that I served, and also John 15, verses 1 through 10. So I will read those now. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. And from John chapter 15, these are Jesus' words. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. So you can see these are not Christmas readings, and this is not a Christmas sermon. It's not a sermon about a child that is born for you. But instead, these texts are about a God who has known you before you were born, as you were being knit together in your mother's womb. This first psalm, this Psalm 139, is a story about your conception, your birth, and a God who has known you from that moment, and a God who has known all of your days and all of your ways before you were born. The psalmist asks this question about being connected with God. Where can I go if I wanted to? Where can I flee from your presence, O God? Or where can I go if I choose to, away from your spirit? And the answer that comes to the psalmist is nowhere. If you go to heaven, God is there. If you go to Sheol, that place of the dead, God is there. If you go to the farthest limits of the sea, in other words, if you go back all the way in time to that moment of creation, to the primordial chaos of darkness, even there, God's hand will hold you fast. Not only is God with you, but God knows you intimately. God knows you better than you know yourself. That's a wonderful promise, but I think it can be a little bit scary too, to think that God knows us that well. Connected with this idea of your birth and God and your conception, this God who knew you from the beginning, this image of the vine and the branches, it reminds me a little bit of an umbilical cord. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Unless you abide in me and I in you, you cannot bear any fruit. You can't live that life that you were created for. And so this reminds me a little bit of an umbilical cord. The umbilical cord is that cord that connects mother and fetus as it develops in the mother's womb, and it's a cord that is cut once the child is born. I am the vine, you are the branches, Jesus says. This is an umbilical cord. Jesus is an umbilical cord that connects us to God. And it's one that we never want to be cut or severed, because it is that cord that gives us life. It's that cord that gives us the ability, that gives us the power, that gives us the courage, the strength, the whatever it is to follow God, to the wisdom to follow God, the ability to know where true life comes from. Jesus says, I will prune every branch that bears fruit. He's telling us that he will trim us back, that we will face some pruning, some hard times, some pain, but he promises in that he will use it so that we can bear more fruit for the kingdom. So we will be pruned, yes. But this is a cord, a vine that we never want to be severed. Never cut, never severed. Too often we want God to be with us for our own purposes. We might pray, God, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be an athlete. Help me to achieve my goal. I've set my mind on this, God. Help me now to accomplish this. Or, God, help me to do good on this test so that I can graduate and go to college, and then I can do good. Help me do good in college so that I can go out into the world and get a good job, so that I can achieve my goals. But these texts teach us that we've been created by God and have been grafted into the life-giving trunk of the vine of Jesus, not for our own purposes, but for God's purposes, so that our lives can be used for God's purposes. Kind of like this gathering song that we sang tonight about, giving praise and glory to the risen King. God wants and God expects and God equips you and me to bear fruit for the kingdom. The fruit of love, the fruit of blessing. Fruit that makes an impact on the world around you and me. And God is with us in that. God is with us in that. Matthew's gospel ends with the words, go therefore, these are Jesus' words again, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey all that I command you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the earth, to the end of the ages. In times like these, when we face global pandemics or contentious elections, times when people are divided, it's the perfect opportunity for us to be the church. It's the perfect opportunity for us to bear witness to Christ who died, that we might be unified in him, that we might hold on to each other as he holds on to us. And so instead of planning your life and saying, God, now be with me to implement my plan, I encourage you to trust God with the life that God has given you. To trust and entrust that life into God's care and keeping. And in doing that, you will find that God is with you. God is faithful. Instead of filling up your life and saying, God, now help me juggle everything that I have planned, instead, I encourage you to empty yourself. To empty yourself. And it's there in that emptiness that you will discover that God fills you with life, with hope, with purpose. Instead of saying, thank you, God, for helping me to know you, which isn't a bad thing to do, it's being grateful. Instead of saying, thank you, God, for helping me to know you, ask God, who can I share you with? Who can I share you and your life-saving work on the cross with today? And you will discover that God leads you to those who need his hope and his life. God will empower a harvest to come through your branch as you stay connected to Jesus, as you abide in him and he in you. Dear friends, God is with you. The real question is, are you with God? Amen.
Wonderful name it is.
Let's pray. Let's spend some time in prayer tonight. For your powerful name, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise. Put that name, your name, on our lips every day. And until that day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord of heaven and earth, help us to be faithful in our calling, for you have claimed us. You have claimed us for your reign, and you have called us to be your disciples, your children, those who testify and proclaim the goodness of your name, the life-saving power that is above all names. There are many things that are powerful in this world. Political positions and men and women who hold them, hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, many natural occurring events that destroy life when we are unprepared. Human power can also destroy as well as bless. In the midst of all this earthly power, let your power reign. Let your power claim us each and every day. Let it take us to our graves, that sinful self, so that we can be raised up a new creation through the power of your love and your grace and your goodness, that our lives might serve your kingdom and your reign. Tonight we pray for those who are suffering from sickness or sadness or whatever else may be crippling their lives. Tonight we pray for the family of Forey, the family of Joanne, the family of Phil, the family of Susan, and others who are grieving that we name before you now, either silently or aloud. We pray also for Jan and Heather, Angela, for Jill, Diane, and Ashley, for Jenny and Bill, for Luann. We pray that you bring them healing and hope. Let your light shine upon them this night, that they may find rest in you. We pray for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Magallanes, our sister congregation in Chile. We pray for our sister Karen, missionary Karen, who continues to work among those who are downtrodden and in need of care. Bless her in her work. Bring healing through her ministry, and let it praise your holy name. Lord, as we prepare for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, we pray that our congregation will rediscover our calling to feed the world, and we do that on Wednesday nights through our meals, and we just pray that those meals are a blessing to those who receive them. We pray that this Thanksgiving meal will be a blessing to those who receive it. Raise up the volunteers that we need, and help us to do this with joy in our hearts. And Lord, whatever else you see that we need tonight, we ask it in the name of Jesus. For you teach us that whatever we ask in his name, you will do. And so we entrust you to give us life through his name. We entrust you to give us our daily provisions through his name. We trust you to heal the world in his name. And so we call upon you, O God, to be faithful in all things. We pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our sending song tonight is God of Wonders. I invite you to stand as you're able. Let's sing along.
Heaven's on.
the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Say that with me. Hallelujah. That's the song of the angels right there. So, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good. All the time. Have a great night.
Two, three, and chorus. God is good.